continue our look now at the use of torture in the so-called War on Terror with our next story, which comes to us from Pakistan. There, a man named Kamil Shah is demanding compensation for the mistreatment he says that he was subjected to at the hands of the CIA. Shah was just a teenager when he was arrested and held for 5 years without charge in Bagram, Afghanistan. That's where, incidentally, Mohammed al-Salahi was also held prior to his transfer to Guantanamo. Now, at its peak, the Bagram detention facility, located next to a US airbase, held hundreds of prisoners. But last year, after massive criticism, the US government announced that it had been closed. Malik Ayab Sumbel's report is read by Andre Leslie.
The Senate Intelligence Committee's report on the CIA torture program doesn't make for surprising reading for Kamil Shah. He's a resident of Kohistan, a rural district of northern Pakistan near the Swat Valley.
I went to Kabul in 2002 with one of my friends who was ill at the time. We went for his treatment. We were in the central bazaar in Kabul and I was calling home to tell people that we had arrived safely. As I walked outside after that call from the public call box, people from the army and other forces told us to put our hands up. They arrested us and searched us. Then they took us in a vehicle to an unknown place.
Shah was not aware that his arrest would be the start of 5 years' detention in Bagram jail. People living on these border regions are used to crossing back and forth for business without obtaining visas or permission.
They threw us on the ground of the vehicle. They covered our eyes so that we couldn't see where they were taking us. I was separated from my friend, and I am sure we were deliberately kept separate.
Kamil Shah still doesn't know for what crime he was arrested or exactly where he was held.
First, some people came and they introduced themselves as representatives of the Afghan government. They asked me about the mission for which I came from Pakistan. I told them that I was here with my friend for his medical treatment. But they forced me to confess that I was on a special mission and I had been sent by the government of Pakistan. They said if I wanted a safe release, I had to sign the confession. But I told them I wouldn't admit to something I didn't do.
After Kamil Shah refused, he said an unending round of torture and violence began.
Later, I was moved to another place by helicopter. It took about 45 minutes of flying time. 6 months later, I finally found out that I was in Bagram jail, the CIA detention center. I was given an ID number, and the CIA began official investigations. They interrogated me for dozens of hours without a break. They just kept asking where I came from. Who sent me to Afghanistan? Whether I was from Al-Qaeda or the Taliban? The same questions over and over again. When I refused to answer, they kicked me with their boots on. They threw me to the dogs, and I sometimes passed out for a few hours at a time.
The torture got so bad, says Shah, that he started to wish for death as a release.
They use various gadgets for torture. Once they put a device on the palm of my hand to apply electric shocks. It made my whole body convulse and I was leaking urine and blood. It was horrible and painful. Other times they would hit us with a sharp instrument which pierced my body and resulted in several injuries. I still have marks on my body today.
The only positive thing about Bagram that Shah remembers is being provided with halal food.
They provided me with packets of halal food, but I had to eat in my cell, which was very small. My hands and feet were tightly tied with chains, and I had to use the same cell as a toilet. So you can imagine the smell in there was horrendous and not very conducive for eating.
At the time of his arrest, Shah was still at school and just 15 years old. He is upset about missing out on 5 years of his education.
I failed to complete my education because I spent 5 years rotting in jail, and now it's too late to continue. They destroyed my life, and now I'm so stressed. I cannot concentrate on normal life because all I can think of is of the mental and physical torture I endured.
Kamil Shah finally obtained his release through the International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC, who helped him with its Restoring Family Link program.
The ICRC people came and told me they would help me get released. They asked me to write a letter to my family, which they delivered, and 6 months later, one day, they came in and told me to get ready because they were releasing me.
But despite his release, Kamal Shah wasn't happy. He was angry that 5 years of his life had disappeared with no charges. When he asked the authorities to write a letter ensuring that his reputation would remain undamaged, they refused. They told him it wasn't their policy to explain that he had not been charged.
Because of that, I demand justice. I want them to somehow give me back the 5 years I lost, the loss of my education, and the loss of my enthusiasm for life. I have lost all that due to my detention.
The CIA torture report findings are clear. Even the US admits that the torture carried out in Bagram jail is hard to believe and was widespread. But no one has yet provided for those like Kamal Shah who lost everything because of it. Now, Shah is married and he has one son, but he's still hoping that somehow his story will be recognised and he will receive some kind of compensation, even if he is doubtful that anything can really restore the life he once led before his arrest.
That was Andre Leslie presenting Malik Ayub Sumbul's report from Pakistan.